Monday. Yud Zayin Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin Ches. Reb Shmuel Brazil.
Chaburi says, towards the end of the parsha of Ayisara, Yosef Avram, Yigach Isha Shema Keturah. Avram was Moshe, and he took an Isha. Shema Keturah, her name was Keturah. And as you know, Avram first married Sarah. Sarah couldn't give birth, 10 years. Then Sarah gave Hagar to Avram, gave birth to Yishmael. Then Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak. Then Sarah was Nifteres, beginning of the Parsha. Then there was the Shidduch of Rivka and Yitzchak. And then the Pasuk tells us towards the end, took another wife. It's called Keturah. Rashi says Zu Hagar. Took Hagar back. Menikris Keturah al shem Shinoyim Maisa Keturis. And she was named Keturah because Keturah is from the lashon of the Keturis, the incense, and her Noyim Maisa Keturis. It's one shot. Rashi. Her Maisim were Noyim. As pleasant as the Keturis. The Keturis has a very nice smell. Or the Shekashra Pisco Shalom is that Bill Adam Yom Shapur Shame Avram. Well, second shot is she's called Keturah because she was tied. Keturah means tied. That even from the day that she left Avram, she was sent away from Avram's house. She was still tied to him. She never married anybody else. According to both Pshatim and Rashi, whether it means her Maisim were Keturis, or she was tied to Avram and never married anyone else in the interim years, it's going on Hagar. Before she talk about it. What were the children from this second marriage of Hagar? Vatelot lo yes Zimron, there's Yokshan, there's Medon, there's Midyon, there's Yishbok, there's Shuach. So the Medrash says, touches up the names of her children in a negative way. Zimron. Lashon Zemer, song. Shayu Mezamim B'Soif La'Avodah Zarah. They used to sing songs and bang on the toif. You know what the toif is? Drum? Huh? B'Sukumim Chaylis. La'Avodah Zarah. Vatikach Miriam Hatayf Biyada.
Tambourine.
Well, what makes you switch now means tambourine. It's more of a woman thing, right? A tambourine. Well, you can always look it up. Anyway, it was an instrument to which they would play songs to Avodah Zarah. Yokshan. What's Yokshan? Shumakishim Bitaif. Lava Yisrael. At least the bang on the toif. Guess we're stuck with the same shot, right? But makis means to bang. One was mizamer, one was to bang. Lava Yisrael. You know, even Yishmael, Chazal say, Rashi brings, and he did tshuva. Yishmael b'soif yomov. He did tshuva. How is it that this third marriage of Avram gave birth to children who were in Tavayda Zara, Zimron, Yokshan, etc.? How does it come out from a tzaddik who gives birth to a Yitzchok, and then it's followed by Aveda Zara people? They'll say, it's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he passed the 10 Nisyonos. Avram Avinu, who did the Arkadah. And he told Hashem, don't test me anymore. Shain Ganon. I passed everything. Right? So now he gets married again to Hagar at the end of his life. And what happens? He has children that are Avodah Zarah. How does that happen? What's the pshat? How do we understand that? Especially, if you learn like Rashi, who says, maybe it was Hagar. She's the problem. Well, takes two to have a child. So maybe she's the problem. So no, Hagar. She's called Keturah. Noyim Maisa Ketiris. Noyim Maisa Ketiris. So if that's the case, she wasn't a problem either. She was also Tzadekis. So two Tzadekim, and you have a Yitzchak from Sarah and Avram, and now Hagar, who's a Tzadekis also. All these kids that are doing Avodah Zarah. Not just they do Avodah Zarah, they enhance Avodah Zarah. Got a band going for Avodah Zarah. It's a whole Maisa. So I'm saying, where did the Kavod from the Meir Arik? And it could apply, it should apply to us as well. Very insightful thing. There's a Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim, Samach Beis Amid Beis. Gemara in Zvachim. B'nei Achosei de Reb Tarfin, the nephews of Reb Tarfin, Yosve Kamei de Reb Tarfin, were sitting in front of Reb Tarfin. Posach Me'oimer, he opened up and said, by Yosef Avram Ayikach Isha Ushma Yuchani. The Pasuk says he took an Isha by Yosef Avram, the lesson of the Pasuk. By Ikach Isha Ushma Yuchani. I'm relate. So his neighbors responded, Keturah Kasiv. What do you mean, Yuchani? Keturah Kasiv. Saying the pasuk Yuchani, but it's like he's making up his own name. He's making up his own name. Pasuk says Keturah, and you're saying by Yosef Avram Ayikar Ishashma Yuchani. Keturah is kzir. They argued on it. What's the pshat that Gemara? It's Gemara in Zevachim, Samuel Beis on the place. What is it? What's he trying to show? He's telling him, shot in the pasuk, and they say, no, it's B'nai Keturah. Wasn't he? So Rav Meir Arik says in Mori Dikavor, with all the godless of Avraham Avinu, and everything he accomplished, everything he achieved, he went to one design after the other. Godless, the godless, and the godless. Does he even say, no? We reach Shlemus. You reach Shlemus already. You have 10 Nisyonos, connected to 10 Ma'amaris, connected to Asaris Hadipres. It's big stuff. So now we can relax and chill a little. Who else wanted to feel that way? I mean, not like we said chill, like our chill.
Yaakov
Avinu, the same thing. The Yeshiv Yaakov Beres Mugayev, I had everything, I had all my disjointed shine. What Yaakov went through, come on. Yaakov with a love on, Yaakov with an Esav, Yaakov with a Dina, Yaakov with Yehuda and Tamar, Yaakov with Levi. Shimon and Levi, he had a lot of service, So finally, He says, okay, Baruch Hashem, I have my nisyonis, I passed it. Bikei shlei shayv b'shalol, kapas alav roigzul shal Yosef. So what do you think, it's time to relax? You and I on Hazah? I want more from you. What more can you have? The Tsar of Yosef for 22 years. And that's with Binyamin having been part of the problem, the package deal, and Shimon being in jail. Like, it's time to relax already, you know? I'm retirement. Spiritual retirement. There is no such thing as spiritual retirement in this world. If I could squeeze more out of you. I remember Rebbe telling us a story. Macy's, the famous Macy's, you know, you're from the States, like Macy's. So big Macy's, one time, they had a big advertisement. They created this new orange juice machine that it is so perfect, it squeezes everything out, there's nothing to do. You can't squeeze anymore, it's so perfect. And they made a thing that anyone who squeezes even a half a cup of orange juice or anything, even an eighth of an orange glass of orange juice from this, you're going to get $1,000. Talking about back then, 40, 50 years ago. So there was a whole line in the morning. Everyone coming to the machine, put in an hour. His machine squeezes. Try to squeeze out of it. No one could do it. No one could. You know, a drop. Two drops. This guy was a big guy, you know, 500 pounds squeezing. He got five drops. Then comes this little alter yid. Comes up to the machine. Takes it. Squeezes. He squeezes out of it after it went through the machine, and he got a half a glass of orange juice. Right away, the place, the whole block's an upper. They call the manager and says, we saw it, this guy squeezed. How is that possible? He says, Mr., what's your name? He says, Mr. Schwartz. So he says, what do you do for a living? He says, I'm a mashulach. What does that mean? When there's nothing to squeeze, I squeeze it out of him. That's what a mashulach is. When you think it's impossible, that's it, you can't get any more out. If you think that you're a shaliach from Hashem, then you have the koyach of the mishaleach. The koyach of the mishaleach on your back. A shaliach is the koyach of the mishaleach. And the Baruch Hu could say, I know I could squeeze more. Yaakov, you got to go through 22 years of Rukzo Shel Yosef. That's going to bring you to Shlemus. Avraham Avinu. You would think that there's nothing more to get out of him. He says there is. Ramea Arif says, you know what? The Roshim that was left of Terach in him. With all his Sitkis, there was still a residue, an impression of his father, an impression, a residue of Avodah Zarah, because that's what Terach was. Terach fathered Avram mitoich Avodah Zarah. That was still in Avram, and there was more to squeeze out of Avram to make him the shlemus of all shlemus. Even though he's in the furnace. You think when you went into a furnace, it's like Hagolos, Kalim, you know, whatever. The impurities is there, he went out. Not if they're having a Terach as a father. What Hashem wanted from Avram now is the last drop out. Who is going to do that? To get the last drop out. To do. Over. Listen to the Gemara that he brings down. Listen to this. Avram had to get the last drop of Avodah Zarah of Terach from him. So who did he get? Keturah. So he brings down the Gemara in Shabbos Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna says, Eitz Echad. There is a wood, a tree, an Eitz Echad. The Karkei Hayom, distant islands, far away, not so accessible over here. You have to get it imported, flown in like the Hawaiian pineapples have to be flown in daily. You can't get it over here. It's called Chanun. Chanun is the name of that tree. So, what's so special about this Chanun tree? He says, you may be in kissing. You bring like a splinter, a little piece of that wood. And you put it by the female ram. I think it's called the U. E-W-E? U? I don't know how you see U from that, but it's E-W-E. And you put it up her nose. It's the Hamish of snuff. The Hamish. That's where it started from, this Gemara. You put it up its nose, this Chanun thing, in order that it'll sneeze. And once the you sneezes, then all the worms that are in her head, naturally there's worms in her head, come out. And that's how she exits all the worms, otherwise she'll die. So this is natural health, preventive medicine, that you take the Chanun splinter, piece of wood, stick it up her nose, makes her sneeze, and all the worms come out that's in the head from the pressure of the sneezing. Get rid of all the worms in the head. So, Rav Tarkin, when he was learning this pasuk, he says, what do you want to say? You want to say that Avraham Avinu was moiled over the Avodah Zarah? Can the Zayin, Avraham, and Hagar and Tzedekes? So he says, no. There was a reishim of Terach left over. And you had to rid Avraham of even that little impression. It's so minute. If the life of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Gematria 248 limbs, Kedusha. A slight motion detectable only to Hashem. But maybe to Avraham Avinu. So he took this Isha. What was Hagar? What's he doing having Hagar? What's he doing marrying Hagar now and having kids of Avodah Zarah? So he says, oh, the Pnimius is, her name was not really Keturah. It was Yuchani. Yuchani means it's like the tree. It's like the same thing as that tree called Chanun. She's a Yuchani. Meaning what? That the purpose of him marrying Hagar was to rid of every aspect of Avodah Zarah that was still hanging in there. So you become pure. And the Taka came out. In Zimrin and Yokshan till Avraham was 100% Avraham Avinu. So on the surface it looks like he's getting married. When you're getting married at your old age, what do you need, kids? What do you have? Yitzchok. Now you have a whole future Klal Yisrael. It's not going to come from somebody else. Ki be Yitzchok yikorei l'chazara. Now it's only through Yitzchok. Not Yishmael, only Yitzchok. So then what are you getting married for again? So that's what Reb Tarkin was teaching his nephews. That don't read Keturah, read Yuchani. That the purpose of this whole marriage was like the Yuchani tree. The Chanun tree. She's a Yuchani. Keturah had that ability. To make it 100% pure. That's why he married her. That's what Meir Arik interpreted that Gemara. What happened over there. What's our Yuchani? How do we get rid of the worms in our head? All the shtus, all the narishkeit, all the crazy music, all the wrong hashkafas that are still bouncing around in our head. Forget about impressions. You don't need that mashuach to squeeze that thing out. You know, it's just like got a lot of juices up. How do we get rid of the looking? How much of us say we want to really learn? I want to grow. I want to shine. And then my head gets all verschmutzt, and I can't do it. I find it difficult because my head has all these worms crawling around. Yuchni. How do we find Chanun, Rachmanis from Hashem, from the Chanun tree? How do we find Chain in the eyes of the Hashem, from the Chanun tree? Chain. V'nimtza Chain v'seichel toy v'enei elokim v'yadam. I want to be accepted by Hashem. I want to feel loved by everybody. How do you do that when you got worms in your head? Worms live in human bodies too. You have an infection. Parasites. It's a real thing. So Chorli HaNefesh is not any different. You got worms crawling in your head. Where'd you get the worms from? From outside. As soon as you walk in the street, you got plenty of worms. I would say number one. Just thought of this now. Kill it! Because David HaMelech says, Anochi Talas. David HaMelech says, I'm a Talas, Lovish. He called himself a worm. If David HaMelech called himself a worm, and David was the fourth regal of the Merkava, his worms can defeat your worms in your head. So Kriya's Tillim. With David HaMelech's Tillim. He had so many enemies. Enemies. Everywhere we go, every kapitel, more enemies. We have so many enemies in our head. So how do we get rid of these wrong hashkafas? These deos rois that are not emes, that are sheker, that society implants in our heads. How do we get rid of them? All these images, their ideals, their concepts. They'll tell you what happiness is, what marriage is, what pleasure is. It's all sheker because of it. It's not true. Nothing of theirs is lasting. Nothing of theirs is really fulfilling. It's moment to moment that's about it. How do I get rid of them? He's still nudging me. Kill him! Get rid of the worms. Yuchani! Okay. Little to him, be surprised how that helps. That's incredible. Just make time to get used to it. But when he's saved, you find these psukim that mamash talk to you. Mamash, you feel that David HaMelech, he was the Lev Kol Yisrael. The Rambam says the Melech is the Lev Kol Yisrael. My Rebbe said many times that the Koyach HaTehillim is pshat because David HaMelech went through every experience that ever existed. Enemies. His son wanted to kill him. Every type of problem, David HaMelech, he was choytek. Every type of problem, David HaMelech went through. Because he was the Melech. And the Melech is the Lev Kol Ha'am, the Rambam says. Lev Kol Ha'am. So he had experience, everyone's experience. So you could find in Tehillim, everyone's experience. Your experience, you could find in Tehillim too. And David HaMelech daven for you too. For you. And that's how we start so. Ashu Yirish Allah halach patsas v'shom. Zerach Adon Lomad. Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev Kiyim B'Sayris Hashem Chetzai. He's telling him starting off. Ashrei Yish. Don't be influenced by all these bad influences that are in your head. Get worms. Get rid of the worms. Don't know, I'm a talas. I call myself talas. Therefore, I can knock out the worms in you. Because my talas is bigger than your talas. My talas is bittul to Hashem. Say dil. Good to say a kapitel once a day. One kapitel a day. You'll see over time, you're going to be a different person. You'll connect to David HaMelech. The whole Malam HaMalki is David HaMelech.
David Malka Mashiach is the Surah Lama Malka. It's going to take you into the week. Second. And what's the second thing? Kiyim B'Sayris Hashem Chetzo. Torah. Torah, get rid of the worms. All the fake news in your head, the fake facts, all the distortions, that has to be our yuchani. Daf Gemara. The Daf Gemara, you gotta embrace, break your head, break your heart to understand that Gemara. Because that is the yuchani. That's your protection. And if you add up the word yuchani, yud vav ches nun yud, it comes out to 84, which is the same as daf. It's just a little convincing. But they have the same gematria. The way to get rid of the worms in your head is the yuchani. That's the eitz achayim, which is the daf gemara. Learn it, know every word. Learn shakla b'taya. Learn, memorize word for word. If that's what it takes, you'd be a different person. You know, it goes to your head would get rid of all those worms. To the female ram. Gotta make it sneeze. Pass out the. Someone bought me a safer of snuff. What's it called? Snuff. A whole safer on snuff. I got a whole safer upstairs. It's like about 100 some pages on snuff. Pass it out during Shabbos, pass it out during Shimon Esrei. Just pass out. You pass out. That's it. But what is it made for? What is it made to sneeze? And what do you get from the sneeze? Hey, the worms don't come out of your ears. It comes out of your nose when you sneeze. Yuchani is the daf gemara. If you hold on to the daf, and that's precious, that's going to get rid of all the impressions of the shalach patzas v'shayim, oishav leitzim yoshav, ki'im b'sayres Hashem chepzai. That's your yuchani. That's how you're going to find chayin in everybody's eyes. That's how you're going to find chayin in Hashem's eyes. And that's how you're going to be rachum v'chanun. Hashem's going to look at you and have rachmanis. Look what you're trying to do to get rid of all the garbage in your head. All the pollution. We have filters for everything. When you smoke cigarettes, they give you a filter. Nice enough. Doesn't help, but... When you drive a car, they give you a filter for your engine. You have to change the filter once in a while, it gets black. You want to drink the water on the porch? Filtered water, right? You get all those germs coming into your head. And all the germs are going to go into your head. There are germs. If you don't filter out, look under the microscope. You won't drink water again. Filter! If we don't have the filter, fire is the filter. Fire is the filter. Not only is it a filter, it's double. It filters what comes in and doesn't let it in. And it has the koyach to make you sneeze. Sneeze and get rid of all the stuff, the garbage. Pollution doesn't belong there. So this way, Imalei Hashem kol mashal asecha. You're going to want Torah. You're going to want a life of Yiddishkeit. You want that life to have the dveikus with Hashem, and Hashem will give it to you. Because you're trying and you're doing your part.